We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So that'll be enough, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do, Vinny. Congratulations on your Dodgers, Vin. Maybe Vin Scuzzy has a thought.
You never know. He's fresh out.
Thank you to our guests today on the show. Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic for the 10 o'clock hour, breaking down the Cubs. Rich Campbell from the Tribune on the Bears. Jonah Carey on all things baseball. And deepest thanks to our friend Eddie Olchek for his time and his openness at the top of the noon hour.
That was a thing, boy.
If you missed it and you care about Eddie or you want to hear some conversation about real life, that was something to find on the podcast. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz, thank you so much. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Kevin Zipak and Joe Ostrowski had our updates. We'll be back on Monday to do some Bears postgame after the Bears-Panthers. And I don't know, talk a little bit about some World Series. It does involve the Cubs, I suppose.
If we have to.
No, it does not.
It really doesn't.
Yep.
Doesn't involve them.
Yeah. Nor should it.
Oh, no. Man. After that grand slam, like 40,000 people last night at Wrigley were like, all right, what the hell do we do now?
Yes.
Well, and actually, everyone was looking around like,
okay,
I can't change the channel on the field. So
paid a lot for tickets.
Yeah, man. The beer men were walking around screaming, painkillers. I got painkillers.
Distraction. Liquid distraction.
Right. Heroin coming out next.
I got a note from Lynn Bramer who said it was one of the most relaxing nights he's ever had at Wrigley Field.
That's so funny that he said that. I wrote it too about it. Like, it felt like a party, like a really weird party where it kind of empties out and people are cleaning up, but there's some of you hanging around and you know it's a kind of a bad night, but it's still...
It felt like you've been backing the loser candidate and the votes finally came in.
But they still got to throw the party
right,
on the
right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got liquor?
You got an open bar.
You got the liquor. You knew you were going to lose it, but like you had time to process it.
It would have
right
felt
there.
Worse if they'd lost 2-1 on a questionable call.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a painful loss.
Yeah, you ripped the Band-Aid off, and okay, well, you know, it was fine, and it sucks that they didn't win the World Series, but they made it this far.
Yeah, better team won.
They did not just win.
They killed you.
Mollywopped their ass.
So, Bernsie, someone texted this to me earlier because you were known for a long, long time for saying, how does it get you closer to a championship? And a version of that is anything that's not a championship is a failure.
Correct. It is a failure.
And I don't know how you feel about that in this context, because I think this is firmly not a failure of a season.
Well, they failed to accomplish their goal. Semantics.
Their last goal.
It's semantics. Yeah. Not all failures are equal. It's not the same.
Tell my mom that all the time.
So it was
an F plus.
By strict definition, they did not accomplish their goal in their window of winning the World Series. However, to not understand the vagaries and vicissitudes of randomness and variance in playoff baseball is to be willfully ignorant. So you know what it is? We all know what it is. They didn't accomplish their goal. But I just saw just minutes ago. Our Joe Sheehan released his subscription newsletter, and he said the Cubs will win the NL Central next year and be one of the favorites to win the World Series in October.
Well, if Joe Sheehan said it, let it be known.
But we all know that. You know, we all know that that's likely.
But baseball's crazy. The same way you didn't think that they would start the first 90 games the way they did. Right. The same way that when we talked about those first 90 games, we said, hey, the injuries haven't even happened yet. Then the injuries happened. Baseball's crazy. I mean, we thought this would be Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs duking it out. 90-plus game winners for the next 4 or 5 years. Look at the Pirates now. They're trying to figure out if they're in neutral or not.
And the Brewers are like, what about us?
Right. And the Cincinnati Reds are like, hey, we kind of putting together a lineup here if we can find three arms that can get anyone out. So baseball's silly, and this is why we watch sports, for these highs and these lows.
Mm-hmm.
You got to celebrate both of them, I think.
Please, they better be ready to be great from the get-go next year. You can't take anything for granted, and you better show up because Milwaukee, like you said, all these teams aren't going anywhere. The Cardinals are going to invest, and And they survived some serious malaise. They can't afford it next year. Can't take this division for granted.
No. You told everybody we're here.
They'll be hungry.
You're the big blue empire. You told everyone that. And everybody's like, okay, this is what we got to shoot for. So every series, like you saw every series this year, everybody comes out to see the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I believe they led the major leagues. It might be Yankees, but I think road attendance in the National League. People come out to see them.
Yeah,
teams get up to play them. So this year they got a taste of that, and things didn't bounce the way they would hope to bounce. But guess what? The Dodgers were the best team in baseball
for a very
long time,
most of the year, yeah.
And they showed it. They showed it that this entire series, like you said, this wasn't close. This wasn't a bunt here or a dropped fly ball there. They got their ass kicked.
Number one in road attendance, the Cubs.
Yeah.
Followed by the Dodgers, Pittsburgh, Yankees.
Pittsburgh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
I would take a long time to get for that.
Yeah. People love Andrew McCutchen.
Where are they in home attendance in Pittsburgh?
Like 16th.
Right. It's so weird. Yeah. The Cubs, to me, Spiegel was saying, like, it's not hard to find perspective. Like, I can get there immediately because I look at them as one long window, like going back and hopefully going forward. And I don't know how long it'll last, but I know that Bryant and Rizzo and Contreras and Russell.
Danny.
They're here through 2021.
Danny, Theo's here. You're speaking like a sane baseball fan.
There's been a lot of crazy out there today.
I think what we get in our echo chambers, whether it be politically or on religion, a lot of it happens in sports as well. I was in that DraftKings area last night taking in the last three innings of the game.
Oh, wow.
I looked over and I was like, we really don't have to sit here any longer, do we? And we went down there and had some drinks and we were sitting there and people were down there losing their minds. Like some people were chill, but you've got these overly made up 40-something ladies who are out. This is their night out on the town. And next thing you know, they're scratching and clawing. And my buddy Ben and his security guards had to escort a few ladies out. Like it was weird.
Seriously? Like physically fighting?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Four ladies got kicked out because they started fighting down there.
Over what?
Somebody calls somebody a bitch and, you know, all this other. Usually the B word kind of starts that stuff.
At least it wasn't over Rondon.
And then I'm sitting next to, two sisters named Marcy and Kara. And Marcy.
Sisters like nuns?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I was next to I had a car full of nuns next to me on Columbus just now, and I rolled my window down and asked for a blessing.
I saw them at Lounge Jacks in 94, car full of nuns.
You're an idiot.
Man.
I hate you so much.
So good.
But Marcy.
Weird harmonies. Just awesome.
Yeah, Marcy drugs took a toll.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. As do all nuns. Marcy looked over to me. She goes, your energy isn't right. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, they've still got five outs. And I'm like,
it's
9-1 though. Like this is over. You understand that, right? She goes, no, it's not over. This Cubs team has shown me that it's not over. I'm like, all right, you can. And then you see the droves of people just filing out of
leaving
the
stadium.
You tell
Jason's
them.
Jason's typing in win expectancy matrix.
I went to Twitter. 0. I went to 0. Twitter live and let everybody see what was going on because it was as if, you know. Both sides of the spectrum are at play. Like, I think what we do sometimes are, you know, as conversation setters, we kind of, it's our duty to kind of say, hey, everything's going to be fine. And if you, not to feign emotion and all the other things that people want, but then you do realize that there are the people out there who this is what they live and die with, unfortunately.
That's right? Too bad.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, you can tell where that void isn't filled elsewhere, and this is it. And that last night and this last five games, this is a curb stomping. Like this is not some little thing where you know something could have happened here, something could have happened. No. The Dodgers are a machine. You got Chris Taylor. Like everybody got introduced that isn't a huge
from
baseball
that
fan.
First at bat, that everybody, first plate appearance when he worked him over.
The rarity of a guy to be that good of a hitter and play solid center field and shortstop.
He is Young Yount.
Yes, exactly.
Or Trey Turner, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Robin Yount's the one I always think of.
I think he's better at short than Trey Turner is.
And this is all without Seager.
All without Corey Seager.
It's all without Corey
Seager.
They're
the best player.
While their farm system remains stacked. Next 5 years,
Friedman knows what he's doing.
Dodgers stock, I buy before Cubs stock for the next 5 years.
Baseball is very healthy, man.
By the Astros stock,
Yeah, but the Cubs Yankee are a blue chip stock, and because it's baseball, they're in there.
Cubs are a top five stock.
Right, maybe they're not Amazon, but they're Apple. Tell me, they're in the conversation.
Tell me where your money is, and tell me how much you are depending on young arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old arms, young arms. How many arms do you have? You know, because of pitching and what happens to people's elbows and shoulders all the time. If you've got the young position players, you know, if you got five guys that you can say this is going to be the core group for the next 5 or 6 years, like the Cubs do, I think you're fine.
You got to go buy pitching every year, find it every year. Yeah.
What happened to the Cubs?
Piece together a bullpen
could have happened to the Dodgers, and the reason we know that is because it happened to the Dodgers this year. So it's baseball. Just get back, win the division, get in there, and hopefully be hot at the right time. Like, the Dodgers are more
healthy.
Talented. Yep. Yeah, healthy, hot at the right time, and all that. But I thought this one was easy to get over, I would mm-hmm. think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Down 3-0, pretty much thought you were done. Then down 9-0, should think you were done. Like, there's plenty of time to get used to bull season.
One of the great.
I watched
a quarter and a half.
I watched the entire game this morning.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to, I was trying to take care of my hangover. I wasn't feeling good. So.
How'd you feel after that?
Just barbecue chicken wings at 9 in the morning.
How was your Herald?
It was terrific. Okay. Shout out to LJ. That was the food truck.
The truck.
7th, by the way.
Oh, is that what that was?
So
in the park at Wrigley.
Yeah, you had chicken wings for dinner and chicken wings for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Mixing in a nice little workout in between, you know, I should, you know, took the kids
to the whole Bulls game.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
The Chicago Bulls?
Yeah.
Durham Bulls weren't playing.
Jacksonville College.
University of Buffalo.
You gotta understand, my mornings, after I dropped the kid off and after I dropped the lady off, like from that point, from 8:30 to about noon, I can do whatever I want. And
you chose the Bulls.
Yeah. What else was I going to do?
I mean, I got no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I got to talk about them at some point. You know, might as well watch the games.
No, I mean, I'll watch plenty of them.
All I know about the Bulls, they're going to take a lot of shots.
Yes. They love three-pointers.
They love
They just don't like making them.
Jason.
Well, I think they like making them.
They acted as if they did.
You know what?
If it goes in, it goes in.
Right? You know what? They're
out here playing.
It's the Larry David offense.
I am looking for that guy who's going to be the bad player on a bad team who just scores points. Like, somebody is going to have the points. Is it Lauri Markkanen?
Oh, wait till Zach comes back.
I know it's Zach, but until Zach comes back, it might be Paul Zipser some nights.
I really like Markkanen. Not necessarily this year.
More than De'Aaron Fox and Dennis Smith Jr. Markkanen?
No, but Dennis Smith Jr. is going to win Rookie of the Year. But I still believe, you know, we make all our Bulls jokes and we rip the front office and all that. But I really think in 3 years, you're going to be very, very happy you got Lauri Markkanen as a legit strong NBA player.
I understood the logic of it. It's just a rare skill set. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Yeah. Dennis Smith Jr. looks amazing.
Oh, by the way, shout out to the NBA for putting the bullseye squarely on Lonzo Ball's chest. Like, this is going to happen every single night.
You want the shine, you get the shine,
right? Because of his dad. Honest, man.
Because of his dad. This is going to
This is where the kid's going to pay, right?
He looked like a child.
Wow.
Like, he looked like he had never touched a weight. He did not want to go into paint. I got dudes who caping for him. Ah, you know, everybody gets locked down by Pat Beverly. Yeah, but some NBA players, locking down an NBA player is very hard to do because of how skilled they are. That man got locked down.
That's what Beverly said, too.
Like, that's no catches, no yards.
Yeah. Your dad is making it hard on you.
It's
coming
Darrell
for
Revis
you.
In his prime.
And you just wait till Kyrie Irving gets a piece of him for the comments that he made not knowing that Kyrie's mother was dead. It is circulating around the NBA. LeVar Ball mentioned something about Kyrie Irving's parents and how, LeVar said. And not knowing that Kyrie Irving's mom had passed away. So, you know, like little things like that. You know, NBA players don't need a lot. To get crazy,
I think LeBron might pick him up from 94 feet.
Without question. LeBron's kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he might actually pick him up from 94 feet.
This is going to be a rough go for the kid, man. I mean, he's gonna shine some nights. No doubt, he's talented as hell. But that last night, like you seen Jailhouse Pumpkins? That was
I have some for Halloween. outside the house on the porch.
See, now, but speaking of, what am I supposed to do at a pumpkin patch? Because I think we're going to, like, was it Didier Farms?
Yeah, up on Aptakissick.
Yeah, sure. After you take a picture with the pumpkin, you just go home?
No, you got to eat the cinnamon donuts. They have wonderful
cider. Eat the cider, the cinnamon donuts. And you know what?
Like, I'm just going to sit the kid on a pumpkin, take a picture, and
not,
go to my mom's house.
Not just one pumpkin. There is a batch. There's like a giant bin of gourds. There's several big bins of gourds. Put the kid on top of it and let him climb around the gourds and pick some different ones.
That's not going to work with Jay.
And put him near his mouth and take pictures. Yeah. Like,
and then you do what my daughter did.
Jay does not like sitting still to save his life.
When my daughter was a toddler and you go into the petting zoo and she says, look, raisins. And you rush over.
The petting zoo.
Good to know that goat is regular.
The petting zoo is the other thing. I mean, like, look, here's a goat. Here's a chicken. You can bring him over here. Like, here's a Jew. Here's a producer.
Not just that.
My petting zoo. Coming from the goat or the chicken?
When the kid sees the balls on the sheep and goes, look at the size of that sheep's balls. You know,
these are the formative moments every kid.
I cannot wait. So we'll talk to Olin Krutz today. Theo Epstein's press conference is at 3:00. We'll talk to Zach Miller at 5:00 because the Bears are playing.
Maybe he'll say losing is better with beer because that was probably your idea last night. Right?
Oh yes, yes. There was not a brown item I didn't consume last night.
And Zach Miller at 5:00 will talk Bears. That he caught another touchdown, but another first time touchdown pass. First it was Mitch Trubisky, and then Tariq finds him in the corner.
We got to work on that. That celebration.
What is he?
I think I put the Travis Kelce thing in his ear.
What is he
and
doing?
And now I think he was unlocking the safe and getting the money out. It was just.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, we're gonna have to
unlocking the safe.
Yeah, we're gonna have an intervention
with Zach. Way too much. So we'll talk
trying
to Zach.
Too hard. Too much object work going on there.
Yeah, and weirdness in Carolina, of course, because Cam Newton is a weird dude. You guys see that he's missed press conferences since the young lady has returned because she was off of byline for a couple of weeks.
No.
Yeah. He's I didn't realize that that was the time frame of it. I saw that he skipped all of his media obligations this week.
Hmm. Yeah, she just returned this week. So it's suspicious that that happens in all of
and that happened
and
at the same time.
And hopefully nothing's wrong family-wise or whatever. But, you know, the Carolina Panthers haven't kind of floated that to kind of cover him. So more weirdness. I think this game is going to be absolutely brutal. So I'm looking forward to seeing.
Outcome-wise or quality-wise?
I think it's going to be a tough game to watch quality-wise because I think the Bears' defense is damn good, and I don't think that Cam Newton is – he played well last week, but I don't think that Carolina Panthers' offense is very high-tech.
Is Kuechly in or out?
Out.
Definitely out.
Definitely out.
He's out, and Benjamin's hurt, going to be game time.
Yeah, at some point, Luke Kuechly's got – I don't know if he's got kids or he's married. If he's single, hey, keep rolling that dice and try to hit seven.
Oh, now I'm flashing to the one from last year where he was shaking and crying. And traumatic shock.
On that same team, they had Dan Morgan. Right. Remember the middle linebacker out of Miami who had – I mean, that same position.
By Brett Favre, stiff arm.
Yeah, but he also had multiple concussion issues. And by the way, guys – very well handled in a difficult circumstance, obviously, with Ed Olczyk.
He made it easy.
It's not. Thank it's you. Never easy. And as outspoken, as heartfelt as he is, an interview like that is delicate to make sure you're being honest and making sure everybody is allowed to be who they are and what they want to be in that moment and share what they want to share. And it's very hard to find a balance, and you guys found it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. He made it easy. He's very, very strong, and we call it brave, obviously, inspirational.
And
people should check it out if they missed it.
Yeah, and your brain goes to whoever it is in your life, you know? And we don't bring that up, but we're all thinking about it as it's happening.
Three of my grandparents passed away because of cancer, and my grandfather, my granddad Ralph, died because of colon cancer. And, you know, a lot of people who are my parents' age, my grandparents' age in Belize because of the, you know, the regulations or lack thereof in the piping in Belize, you know, a lot of people just dropping because of cancer. So, yeah, man, when I got out of the shower and I was listening to you guys and at 12:00 it just started and I was like, yo, I just sat there on the edge of the bed and I was thinking about all those things.
Right. That's what
Eddie's, you know, you hate to have to call somebody brave when they're fighting that. You know what I mean? Because you know you're not less than brave if you wilt under that.
No, to me,
yeah, there's no, it's no, no, the no, no, not a game. Right. There's no winning and losing.
Right? Exactly. He's brave to talk about it. He's brave to share it. Yeah. Is to me like, well, yeah. My mom was 6 months between diagnosis and death for pancreatic cancer,
which is a long time, relatively long time for that.
And when I hear people say X person lost their battle with cancer, I get enraged because I watched my mom fight her ass off and live as best as she could for 6 months. But I hate that terminology because she didn't lose. I mean, that crap took
her. Terrible disease.
That crap took her because that's what it does. But it's not. Don't tell me she's lost.
And this is why, circling it back, you know, find something that makes you happy, because if sports is taking you to a place where you think there's no, you know, hope and there's nothing but despair because of a loss, man, every day we got to find something that we are looking forward to. Every single day, whether it be the most minute thing, whether it be the cup of coffee in the morning, whether it be a basketball game you can't wait to play with your friends, whether it be the beer that you should have because you deserve it at the end of a week, every single day, try to make sure that you are finding something to look forward to and you get to that thing.
I think it was something that Terry Bores always liked to say when he would get angry about some national media narrative about the healing power of sports and putting things in perspective after whatever next school shooting or whatever it was.
Right.
He said you should never, ever, ever need something awful to happen to put sports in their proper perspective. It should already be there.
No doubt.
Well said. Have a good show, gentlemen.
Have a good weekend, boys.
Thank you. It's all Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.